Good morning. This is Brands President Kenny Hodge with a Tuesday morning podcast. Hope this podcast finds everyone in good spirits and good health. Hey, listen, notice I'm going to relax the music because right now I think we're going to get real factual just for a short period of time. And then I hope to get back in DJ mode. I'm going to read to you a letter posted on Facebook by Brother Wayne Mitchell. And before I read the letter, I know you're going to fall out your seat when I say this, but this is information. This was a letter that was written by your local president, and Brother Wayne Mitchell posted it on Facebook. So again, my reference on the information I'm about to give you came from your local president. All right, again, they've reached the, as we know, they reached the agreement on the settlement for the RI-399. Again, $14.5 million. There will be 4 shares available to the craft, depending on the length of the service and the mail handler craft, okay? Each share is going to be $143. Okay, you figure out, so you got 4 different possibilities. You can have 1 share, which will be $143.90. 2 shares, $287.80. 3 shares, $431.70. And 4 shares, 20 plus years, will be $575.60. Now, again, you had to be a mail handler on the rolls from September 1st, 2017 through March 15th. 2019 to be eligible for payment. Now, the national office retained $250,000. This money is reserved for someone who may have been missed due to being in removal status or someone who may have been inadvertently paid less than they were entitled. Okay, so the national is going to hold $250,000, you know, as to cover any shortfalls. As of right now, they're waiting to receive the actual money from the Postal Service. Once the money's received, disbursements will begin. The National Office is trying to have the Postal Service mail the payments out directly. We will keep you updated as we wait to receive the monies from the Postal Service. And again, that was from your local president posting on Facebook by Brother Wayne Mitchell. And to the local president, I just want to say, if you think that was an attempt at smoothing you to get back in office, well, it was. All right, now let's get down to business. Columbus, Ohio, management has put those high-speed trace order bids in, and if you'll notice, the bid pay location will be 205. But the TMS, the robot, consolidated robots, are 236. And that brings up an issue. An issue is, are they separate pay locations? And when I say separate, do they have their own vacation, own overtime? In other words, are they totally separated from the consolidated? See, I thought all that was one pay location. Now, I got to tell you, it was brought to my attention by a non-union member mail handler, and we began to discuss it and address it. And I think that the situation is going to be addressed and is going to be changed because currently you have high-speed trace order in pay location 205 as per the bid, and you have the consolidated in pay location 236. But most people working there are certain that that's one pay location. So I understand it's going to be addressed, but again, members, you have to be alert. You have to be involved in the politics or the inner workings of your work environment. Now, I got to tell you, had I been in office, I'm absolutely certain this would have never occurred because my ousted Tour 1 Chief Steward tracked web coins better than any postal management has the capability of doing. So we would have noticed this as soon as the bids were posted and had it corrected before they were awarded. Or we would have recognized if management's intention was to create a separate pay location, we would have been aware that since you're posting five jobs for manual tray sorting, you might want to post one or two level five driving jobs also, because somebody's got to move that mail. Now, let's go back and quickly revisit that that decision to allow postal management to go 45 casuals over cap. Now, currently, the 45 was supposed to be for TMS, but let me tell you what's happening, well, what happened this past Sunday. Because all those bids are Sunday, Monday off, no TMS individual were working on Sunday, but they had all the casuals there. Now, let me tell you, you check the clock rings on the hours these casuals are putting in.
And MHAs. And
because I don't have access to tax, I'm going to take a hunch and say, on an average, over 8. Weekly, definitely over 40.
Don't forget MHAs also.
But you have mail handlers, and they're not receiving their contractual share of overtime as per the overtime desire list in Article 8. You still have, and this just bothers me to a great extent. Tour 1, average work hours for their casuals are probably 10 to 12.
And MHAs.
Now, they'll work those casuals and MHAs 10 to 12, but they won't bring the Tour 2 mail, non-driving mail handler in early to relieve some of those casuals or MHAs of work hours, and they consistently do this and refuse to change.
See, I think a violation of such epic proportion should be remedied or resolved with a dollar value greater than hour for hour that she was passed over or missed. I think that the stewards are fighting the wrong fight there. I don't think that you totally understand the rotation, but I hope that you fully understand any day a casual MHA, any workday that an MHA goes over 8 hours and your overtime list is not offered that time, that is a grievance. Never mind fighting as management convinces you that they're allowed to skip that individual because they have no driving license, which is not true, but we'll get back to that later. If you fight the fight from the position that they are working MHAs over 8 hours without maxing out the overtime list, that should be an easy fight to fight and win and get that mail handler compensated. Columbus, Ohio, your work environment has changed a little recently, hasn't it? Yeah, the new sheriff in town, plant manager Morrow, he coming in taking no prisoners. But let me say this to you. Just as they remind you of certain rules and regulations, they should also remind you that working safe is paramount. Because, see, right now, they're on that efficiency where they're trying to get you to do two jobs when you should be concentrating on your one bid job. But you have to be mindful and you have to be aware that don't get over-motivated to the point where you work unsafe. Now, if you buy into the rah-rah speeches that you've been hearing, that's fine. But remember, your safety is important. And I want to say a few things that they probably forgot to remind you of as they reintroduce rules and regulations. They probably forgot to tell the mail handlers on the dock, aka the foot soldiers, it's not allowed for you to pull It's not authorized. It's unsafe for you to pull more than one piece of equipment at a time. Now, you have to understand, because we want you at work every day as a union member, and I'm sure management wants you at work every day. So you got to work safe so that you increase the possibilities that you'll be there every day. So when you're on the dock and you feel that urge to grab 3 APCs and slide them across the floor because you work out and you have the muscular strength to do that, fight that urge and work safe. Because if you get injured, I promise you, under the new regime, you're probably going to get written up for failure to work safe. Never mind that they watch you do that every day. Again, no one will take care of you like you. So remember, when you feel that urge to grab those 3 APCs and slide them across that work floor, remember, if you're not on a piece of motorized equipment, you should not be pushing, never pulling, more than one piece of equipment. The postal supervisor should not allow you to work unsafe. And to our brother and sister union, the APWU, to those clerks back there in processing, the next time you feel the urge to walk across the plant, hook 3 APCs together, and pull them back to your work area, before you do that, please make sure you have a conversation with your supervisor so that the supervisor can request a level 5 professional mail handler driver to go and get that equipment for you. Because I know it's habit forming. I know it's so customary that you grab 3 APCs and move them across the floor. But I just want to tell you, that's not safe. And you have drivers back there that would be more than happy to provide equipment to your machine. And as I close the podcast, one last message to my pay location, Tour 2 Apps. There seems to be a little unnecessary friction in our pay location. most of it directed my way. But listen, we probably need to sit down and have a service talk and talk about it, because honestly, coming to work and you have beef or ill feelings towards somebody you're going to be around all day, well, that really sucks. So let's see if we can work that out. Apps, Tour 2.